Okay, so let's go a little further. So the Gemara says like this. Lema Ketanoi.
Where is it?
It's the last skinny line on Zayin Amud Beis. So this question, if you remember, we had a question, is when you're going up a ladder, and while you're going up, you put your foot of force down, do you consider that going up because the gavra is going up? Or do you consider that going down because your force is down? So that was the Gemara's kasha, right? So the Gemara seemingly resolved it, or leaned towards saying that it's considered going down, right, as Rabbi Yochanan said. But now the Gemara is saying, is maybe that's a machlokas tanaim, really? It's not so simple. Why is it Ketanoi? Because it says like this. Because these were Amoraim talking. So it says... still on there? Okay, so it says, Lema Ketanoi. Hayo Ola Besulam. If you're going up a ladder, V'nishmetav Suvimitachta, and the rung slips out from under you, Tani Chad Achayev, Tani Tach Pater. So you see, it's two braces. One braces is Chayev, one braces is Pater. So my love, welcome to you. This must be what the two brachas are arguing about. The Mar Savar Yiridahi, the Mar Savar Aliyahi. This is the very question. Is that considered Yiridah? Or is it considered Aliyah? Right? That's the very question. So again, so you have two brachas. One says Yechayiv, one says Yepater. Okay, when you go on the ladder. So it sounds like this is Machlokes Tanoim. So it's a nice discussion they're having. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ahu, Rabbi Amman, this is Machlokes Tanoim. Let us say, this is what they're arguing about. One brisa says, and you go in the ladder, chai, and this is butter. So is it, right? So the Gemara says, no. Hello. Really, it's not a machlokes tanaim. So how do you interpret that? There's two brisas. It says, lo tekuli alma aliyahi. Really, everyone agrees that going on a ladder is considered up, because you go by what the gavra is doing. He's going up. Hello, kasha. Hi, there's one brisa which says, he's butter. That is chayev. There's kan le nizikin, nizakin, kan le galus. One is talking about galus. Galus, your pater. Because it's derech aliyah. But by nezek, there's no halacha of going up, going down. Like Rashi says, nizakin chayev him, lo hargo el haziko chayev. Let's say you didn't kill him, you just damaged him. So you're chayev, nizakin lo shanilan ben shogg lemez ben yurid el aliyah. Because regarding Nezek, there's no difference going up, going down. Shogig, mezik, mirakama, petzachas, petzal, chayvah, shogig, mezik, monos, karatzon. So by Nezek, the principle is. By Nezek, the principle is that it's. By Nezek, the principle is that. That you're chayv no matter what. If you damage, you're chayv. It doesn't matter. Shogig, mezik, monos, karatzon. Who cares? Right, so Aliyah, Yerida, there's no such thing like by Nezek. So I'll tell you, the Mishnah of the Braisa doesn't say anything about whether you're talking about Nezek or you're talking about, it doesn't say Chayiv Galus, it just says Chayiv. So I'll tell you, really, it's considered Aliyah, and therefore you're Pater from Galus. But when it says Chayiv, it means you're Chayiv by Nezek, it's a different Braisa. Right? So simple. So the Gemara says, fine, that's one answer. So then there's nothing to explain, really. So he's basically just saying, is the Brises, both Brises are saying, is there Halia? Okay. Mar says, or another answer. You by saying Mahava Haligalas. Really, they're both talking about Galas. Both talking about Galas. Really, it's not talking about Nasek. Velokasha had the Eslia, had the low Eslia. One of this talking about where the ladder rung was, it was like eaten away, had like worms in it. And the other one's talking about where there were no worms in the rung. Rashi. Had the Eslia. Chayev, shekol shliva shehisliya, if the rung is eaten away, kishadorsin aleha, when you step on it, nichfefes hi lamata, it's going to sink down a little bit. V'yiridahi, and it's considered a yirida. V'imlohisliya, but if there's no worms in it, it's like a good solid step. Inkan yirida, that's not considered a yirida. So it's saying is that's what the Bryce is teaching us. The Bryce is using Chayiv. He's saying is if you're working on a ladder which is old, and when you step on it, it's going to sink down a little bit, that's considered a Yerida. Okay? But if there's Mamish, zero Yerida, if it's a solid ladder, so then the Gavra's not being Yored at all. So you don't care about, really, you don't care about force. Force, forget about it. But it's saying is the Yerida is considered the Yerida when it's on the ladder. That's the Yerida. Right? The ladder, so what's the Chiddush? Is that simple? Is that Pasha? What's the Chiddush there? It's saying is when you're going on the ladder, and the ladder moves down, if it's wormy, that's considered a Yerida. So can we define that? Is that Pasha? Or can we explain, like, what's the teaching? Is that clear that would be considered a Yerida? The point just seems to be not so much that the pressure is going to break it, but that's considered a Yerida. That it's breaking under your downward motion. The question is, are you going down or are you going up? Right? So the saying is, you need Yerida. Right? So the saying is that if you're stepping on the ladder, so then you say the ladder first goes down, and then you go up. So it's breaking while you're going down. While you're going down. So I'm saying, is it clear that that should be considered Yerida? Or is that a Chiddush somehow? At this point, it's assuming the force idea is out. Right? Because if it's a force idea, then whether it sinks down or not, whether it's wormy or not, it should be considered Yerida. But here it's not saying because, right? It's saying is if it's a solid ladder and you don't sink down, then it's definitely it's Aliyah. So it's not going by force. It's saying is you have to be, you need Yerida. You actually need the Gavra to be Yored. But it's saying is if it's wormy and the thing sinks down a little bit, that's considered Yerida. So I'm just saying, is that, what's the, could we define that idea? What's it teaching you? Or is there a reason, would you have thought not? Is that a Chiddush? What's the new Chiddush? I mean, is it a new Chiddush in this case, or is it just another way to learn out? I mean, the only way to learn out is if you're going down, down, not, not. Here's the way I'm looking at the facts. Okay, there's a Braisa which is telling you that if you're going on a ladder, which is wormy, right, then, and when you step on it, it sinks down a little bit, and you fall, then that's considered a Yerida and your Chayef. Okay? Because you're going down a little bit. So I'm just asking you, is there a Chiddush to that case? What's a Hamin or a Maskana? Is that just like Pasha? Because look, you're going down. Or is there a Hamin Maskana there? You know? Isn't that Pasha? Look, it's Yerida. Of course you're going down. Or is there room to say that that wouldn't be considered Yerida? I mean, I guess you could say because Yerida Shitzar Chaliyah. But we already knocked that out. So we already knocked out Yerida Shitzar Chaliyah. Right, and as if you're going down in order to go up, right, so then that's, we already know that that's considered, that's a given, we know that's considered going down, because you're going down. So I'm saying, isn't this Pasha then? Isn't this the same thing as that? Or is there a further Chiddush in the case where you're stepping on the ladder wrong, and the ladder's going down a little bit, and then you're going up? Is that a new, like, what's a Hamin, what's a Maskana? Yes, so Tita is just saying that you are... Because what are you doing? The question is, how do you define your emotion? Are you going up, are you going down? So it depends with reference to what. Because you could look at it as, look, I'm on the wrong, and I'm going up. Right? But, like, and so to speak, if you had to, like, look at me reference to the ground, I'm going up. I'm going down. Right? Because the ladder is sinking. Right? True? But if you look at me, like, reference to me, I'm on the ladder, and I'm going up the ladder. You know what I mean? So you could say, like, that's considered I'm going up, right?
You're going up?
I am going up. Right. Relative to what am I on? I'm not on the ground, I'm on the ladder. And it's with reference to the ladder, I'm going up. What you're just saying is, but the ladder itself is going down, right? So relative to the ground, I'm going down.
Then you would be high.
What?
Then you would be high.
If what? Because I'm going down with reference, I'm going down with reference to the ground. Right, and there's, and so is the ladder.
Up, you're going down, reference to the ground.
No. I don't mean that. I mean because the ladder is sinking.
Right.
So, in other words, with reference to the ground. No, and internally, if I go up a ladder, I'm going up with reference to the ground. Right. But here, I'm going down, but the ladder is going down, and I'm just partaking of the motion of the ladder. You know what I mean? So you could say that's not considered Yerida. Yerida means where I'm going down. I'm doing downward motion. Here, I'm not doing a downward motion. I'm really going up the ladder. Now, it's true the ladder is sinking, but that's like my floor is sinking. You know, if a floor is sinking, I'm going up. So, in other words, it's teaching you is that if you're going down via the part where you're participating in the downward motion of the ladder, that's also considered Yerida. But you'd say you're not really going down. You're going up. If you just look at yourself, you say, are you going down or are you going up? I'm going up. And the ladder is going down, but that's like, you say, that's separate from me. but it's teaching you is know that if you're going down, if you're participating in the downward motion of something else, that's also considered yirida. That's considered yirida. It would be, so to speak, I'm not sure if this is actually an achmina, but like, let's say I'm on an airplane, and the airplane's going down, and I'm climbing up or something like that. So you'll say, look, I'm going down. You know, gravity's going down, I'm going down. But I'm not really going down, it's just the airplane is going down, and I'm in it. You know, so it's, in that sense, it's like, I don't know if that would be an achmina, I'm not sure how airplanes it would work, but I'm saying, like, that's what's going on here. Is that, insofar as the gavra's action is concerned, he's not... See, when you have the axe, you're actually swinging it down, and then you're sort of going up. But here, you're not going down, you're going totally up the ladder. It's just that if you look at it from the outside, someone who's looking at it, he'd say, look, you went down first, and then you went up. But he'll say, I didn't go down. He'll say, the ladder went down. But that's what it's saying, is that Yirida, which is partaking of the Yirida of the ladder, as you are part, you're attached to the ladder, and the ladder is going down, that's also considered Yirida. Derech Yirida includes a Yirida which is, so to speak, accidental, or secondary to that which you're on. If that which you're on is being a Yoreda, and you're on it going down, that's also considered Derech Yirida. You know what I mean? So even though you're going up, but you partake of Yirida via the ladder. Skana is when you say Yirida, it even includes if your Yirida is like a secondary Yirida. Like it's you're participating in the Yirida of the Kli which you're on. That's also considered a Yirida. It's also considered a Yirida. Right, it's like if you're on an elevator, and you're like chopping wood on an elevator. And now the wood flies off and lands, falls down 50 stories and hits a guy. She says, look, I wasn't being yoreid. No, you were. You were on the going down, you know, going down. Now, even though you weren't going down, you were just stationary or whatever, that's considered yoreida. You're going down. If you consider yourself relative to gravity and relative to the ground, you say that's going down. So that's what it's saying, is that even though you weren't doing a maisa, by the way, acts, you were doing a maisa of yoreida. Here, you're really doing a maisa of aliyah. It's just that your floor is moving down, right? Because you're on the ladder. But that's saying that's also considered yirida, right? I mean, I think that's a chiddush. But it's not because, I don't think it's because of the force, because you see, force doesn't matter. The downward force doesn't matter, unless you just have some sort of combination of the fact that you do. I don't see why it should, how you combine the two, you know? So it's actually interesting. He says, Hode esliya chayiv, shekol shliva, every rung, she esliya, which is rotted, kshadorsin ol ha-nechvefet yilmata, it goes down. V'yirida hi, and it's a yirida. V'im lo esliya, but if it's not rotted, ein kan yirida. There is no yirida. It essentially says, like, ein kan yirida. There is no yirida. It's not saying you are not going down. It's like, there is not here a yirida. It's almost like, you're almost like an object. You are being a yoreid. It doesn't matter if you're actively being a yoreid, or there is here a yirida. Bottom line is, there's yirida. And there's yirida, derech yirida, means if it occurs in downward motion, it doesn't matter whether... It's almost like that. It's like you're going down. Maybe this is the way to look at it. It's like you could be going down as a gavra, or you could be going down as a chafza. Okay, and it's going down as a gavra means you're acting down. You're moving down. Here, it's like you're like a chafza. The ladder is sagging, and you're going down. But you're not going down. You're just participating accidentally, and the wrong is going down. You just happen to be on it. But that's also considered a yirida. It doesn't matter if you're actively going down or passively going down. You know, you're just participating now, and that's still considered yirida. And that's what the Rice says, holding, that's what's teaching you. Okay, it's one more thing in the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Iba is same, another way to resolve the stira between these two Rices. It's hot, the lowestly. Really, it's not wormy. It's not wormy. It's not talking about a rotten ladder. It's talking about a ladder which is solid. So therefore, if the side which says that that's considered aliyah, I understand, because you're just going up. You're not sagging, you're not going down, you're not anything, right? So what's the case? One is where it's tight. Okay. Here it says Rashi, had the mehedek. Im haisa shliva malei hanekev. She techuva bo. If the rung is like fills the hole that it's stuck into, v'achuza yafa yafa, and it's very like tightly into the hole, then there's no yirida. Lo mehadek, but if it's loose, yirida yesh kan v'chayev. Okay? So it's not clear the fact here. What he's saying is, imagine, right? Yeah, imagine the way it works is you have a hole. I guess you have this ladder, and you make holes in it, holes in these two by fours or whatever, these big 2x4s, and you drill holes in it, and then you stick like a circular, you know, piece of wood into the holes, right? So that piece of wood is the rung. So if that piece of wood is loose, then he's saying when you step on it, there's going to be urethra. But if it's tight, super tight, then there's not going to be urethra. Okay, but on the surface, it's not clear why, if it's loose, is there going to be a urethra? Because when you step on it, it's, even if it's loose, when you step on it, it's not loose. Right? I mean, where's the urethra there? It's like, presumably, gravity, it's already at the bottom of the hole. And then when you step on it, it's going to stay at the bottom of the hole.
Unless it slips out.
Unless it slips out, but then it's going to rotate.
No, right? Meaning like if...
Oh, if it falls out.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, but that's already... That's not what's happening here. I mean, it's cracking, but that's not... You're not chayav for the crack. The question is, when it cracked, were you being yoreid or were you being ola? It's derech
yoreid, derech aliyah. Maybe he's not trying to figure out how that would work.
Right, that's the question. Is where is what do you read here?
We'll think about it. We're not really sure about this this Leah thing. If it's really the man had that, if it's different than the other answer or not. So we're gonna think about it, and I'm tempted just to start the Mishnah tomorrow. Okay, I mean, I'll see if I have any further insight, but you know, it's hard. There's not that much to go on in this Leah part, and I think we've been on this type of this Yerida Leah thing a little while. So I think I'd like to just start the Mishnah, just like a machlokas in the Mishnah, but we'll see. We'll see. If I have some further thoughts, we'll talk about them. Otherwise, we'll just move on.
Next
Mishnah. Okay, so next Mishnah, he says Machlokas, to read the Gemara. Yeah, it's like one big Gemara, I think. So explains the Machlokas. Until, usually the first few lines of the Gemara. Mishnah, the first few lines of the Gemara explain it.
To the bottom of the page?
Yeah, basically.